Dictation for Miranda Ross, MirandaRoss, Miranda Ross. Date of birth is 4/11/95. Date of accident is 1/10/2019. Date of service is 2/24/2022. Mr. Miranda Ross has been a victim of an automobile accident where she was a restaurant driver and was involved in a rear-ending accident with spinning of the car and having a driver's side hit also, leading to total loss of car. And this caused her symptoms of head injury, TBI, as well as symptoms of neck pain, lower back pain, and radiation to right arm and right leg. In addition, patients suffered from pain in both shoulders, especially the right, as well as into the left knee. And she had a moderate difficulty in walking all along. The patient has undergone treatment with physical therapy all along, as well as laser treatment therapy. She has been come for 6 injections for lumbar epidural and 6 injections for sacroiliac joints. The patient has been referred to Dr. Ramakrishna and Dr. Prebill for consultation for surgical aspect. That patient has never went. The patient is vehemently opposed to her surgery for lumbar spine. In the lumbar spine MRI, there are herniated discs, especially at L5-S1 broad base and minimal disc protrusion at L3-4, L4-5. In the cervical spine, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 has a minimal cervical disc herniation. The patient also did not present for cervical epidural steroid injection that were advised to her in all along. The patient was kind of scared and could not remove her or upheld her fears. The patient has few injections to the shoulder and knee. The patient also has not done her MRI for the left shoulder and the left knee that were ordered before. She was also referred for psychotherapy for traumatic brain injury and a neurologist in the area of Dearborn where she lives. And also she has done social services with the consultation. The currently patient reports her pain in the neck is around 7, lower back pain is only 4, and no radiation of the pain is reported to the arm or the legs. Pain in the left shoulder is also 5, and in the knee also is around 7. Patient has a history of blood vision. When the headache turns up with migraine headache, she has a blood vision. And she reports in the area of occipital region. The patient has been seeing a neurologist and neuropsych all along. Pain level is between 6 and 8. And 90% pains are reported relieved. And improvement is reported for the patient. Patient ADLs are affected in work and general activity 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and no other ADLs are affected. In the neurology and psych patient reports, headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, double vision, blackouts, seizures, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient has checked anxiety and difficulty sleeping, and only mild headaches, nothing else is there, no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and pain in the neck, shoulder on the left side and lower back, some pain in the left knee and ankle and foot. No difficulty walking is checked. In the GI patient, does not report any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU patient reports, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Percocet, substance abuse, marijuana patient is using for relief of further pain. Compliance history, patient is reported to be fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 124 over 100, pulse is 102, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 1-4-2022, dictation number is 0105-072. The plan of care, it will be as follows. The patient has been provided information about yoga, meditation, exercises at home. She has been going to neurologist and neuropsych for therapy for TBI, and the symptoms seem like mild. None of the TBI symptoms have been reported at this time, except for the headache. Patient is being provided medication, which includes Furoset for headaches, 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 75. Migranol has provided for further stronger headaches. Percocet is also provided, 7.5 daily, 15 tablets for further headaches, if there is any. For the shoulder pain, patient was informed about the injection treatment for the local area to bring healing, as well as in the knee. She failed to do any MRI, so we are not able to pinpoint the pathology. Other than that, patient is not interested in surgery. She has not gone to see the surgeons, Dr. Prebil and Dr. Ramakrishna, whom she was referred for cervical and lumbar surgery, respectfully. At this time, patient continues to improve. She is on hydroxyzine and Buspar and Zoloft for her anxiety. She also has continued naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril. Her drug screens have been washed and they look decent. In compliance, the patient is also, meds are also reviewed. They look also okay. So at this time, patient is being discharged from physical therapy as not needed. She has already done more than a year of therapy. She is being placed on a light duty job and she may have to modify her life. Marijuana card is also discussed with the patient at length. Thank you. I believe this will be her last visit since she's been, her case is being completed at this time. Thank you.